Let us pray. God of life, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our minds and hearts lead us to deeper understanding of you and the love you call us to live. Amen. So we have just heard the scriptures reading, and it tells two stories about the healing work of Jesus. As you listened to those words and saw the images, what response came to mind? Comfort? Amazement? Skepticism? Longing? Surprise? Perplexment? Disappointment? Doubt? Hope? What questions or experiences were invoked with this reading from the account of Jesus' ministry? The author of Mark begins to tell a story about Jairus coming to Jesus with the urgent demand to come and see his sick daughter. Jesus agrees, they head out, and then that story is interrupted with a story about a woman who's been hemorrhaging for 12 years who gets close enough to touch the cloak of Jesus. And that action of touching prompts an encounter that ends with healing and wholeness. News comes that Jairus' daughter has now died, and yet when Jesus gets there, he announces that she is only asleep. And she rises from her bed with much gratitude from her parents. I have mentioned before that the healing stories of Jesus always leave me with questions more than amazement. They are great miracle stories, and yet I wonder how much authority do we give them within our own context and understanding. We have a great deal of knowledge about the human body, and we have a variety of experiences and stories of health realities for ourselves, family members, and friends. And there is the danger that these miracle stories become our expectation. I know that my response to healing stories of faith is affected by images of television evangelism that I have seen, conducting healing on demand and with great drama. There is something about assembly line healing that seems phony. And yet I know that this is not what the biblical stories are. What expectations do these stories nurture? And what is the connection between faith and healing? As we listened to these stories, there are many responses. And I expect that there were many responses at the time. So let's imagine that we have access to other accounts of that day from three characters in the story. First, let's imagine that we are reading Jairus' journal for the day, for that day so many years ago. Well, this has been quite a day. After spending some time at the synagogue, I received word that I must come home immediately because Rachel, my little one, was getting much worse. We had called on every doctor that we knew, but none could help her. I worried that I was going home to watch my daughter die. It just happens that a popular healer was in town, a Galilean called Jesus. I debated for a while about approaching him. What would people think? But finally, I decided I had no choice, and I'm glad that I did, because he immediately agreed to come and see her. And I'll never forget what he said to me. Do not fear, only believe. Jesus came and said that Rachel was not dead, but only asleep. But there was great weeping and wailing as the doctor had already pronounced her dead. What a great moment when Rachel sat up and walked. It was incredible. I guess that Yahweh saw to it that Rachel was healed. It couldn't have been my faith that did it. I was skeptical all along. But now it's reached a deeper level. I won't even try to explain it. But I will try to live with more trust in God and less fear. But Jairus wasn't the only character in the story. He's the only one named. But there were others mentioned in the gospel story, and others who we can imagine being in the story. Remember the crowd? And the many people who called out to Jesus for help? We hear the response of one woman, but let's imagine another woman in that crowd. A woman with an incurable disease writing a letter that evening to a friend who had sent her medicine to ease her pain. I spent the morning down by the sea. A large crowd had gathered to see the latest miracle worker. They call this one Jesus. Isaac still tells me I'm wasting my time, that none of these miracle workers can really heal people. But I still went. Jesus talked with many people. One woman who had been a recluse for many years and a man who I had seen at the synagogue. But I couldn't get close to him. I didn't even have a chance. It would have been nice to tell him about my illness. He seems to know the thing to say. Go in peace, he said to the recluse woman, and she left with a smile on her face. Do not fear, only believe. That's what he said to the man from the synagogue when they came to tell him his daughter had died. I try not to be afraid. I try to believe. I go to the synagogue and I pray so hard. But I'm still sick. Why have I not been healed? There was another onlooker that day, an officer in the governor's court. He joined the crowd out of curiosity and decided to stick around to see the results. Later that day, he sent his report to his superior. I can't believe what I saw and overheard today. A miracle worker called Jesus went to Jairus' house today. Supposedly, Jairus' daughter was ill unto death, and this Jesus made her walk with a few words. I don't know what all the fuss was about. Jesus himself said that she was only asleep. These Hebrew physicians are so primitive. I don't doubt that they could even get that wrong. I can't believe that these religious fanatics bother with such charlatans. They have to be phony. If they really were vessels of God, then all people everywhere would be healed. If God really cared at all, there wouldn't be sickness and suffering in the first place. I think it's all in the mind. And I hope that I never slip into such blind faith. The same day, the same incident, and yet three different perspectives. I realize that these are far from historically accurate, but the fact is that when someone talks about healing and faith, you'll probably find those three reactions. one who has seen and believes, one who wonders why healing hasn't happened for them, and someone they love, and one who doesn't believe at all. Each of these perspectives gives us a glimpse of the struggle of faith. Three reactions that all may be wrestling with one another, even within our own minds and souls. One of the paths of reflection from these stories that may help us to find meaning and wisdom is to explore the words that Jesus says to the woman and to Jairus. We hear Jesus say to the woman, "Your faith has made you well. Go in peace and be healed of your disease." And to Jairus, he says, "Do not fear, only believe." What is the connection between faith and health? Can faith be a source of healing? These are challenging questions, and we're not the first to ask them or to wrestle with them. Throughout Scripture, there is an ongoing assumption at work that suffering is seen as a punishment from God. It's not an idea that's promoted by all the leaders and the prophets, but it has that popularity that's hard to counter. I expect that many in the crowd who noticed or who ignored the woman who was hemorrhaging probably thought that she had done something to cause her status as an outcast. What is great in the story is that she didn't accept that classification and sought all she could for healing. When she touches the robe of Jesus, he feels the transfer of energy that reinvigorated her body towards healing. Jairus doubts how his faith has contributed because he's been skeptical. Faith is not a guarantee of blessing. Faith is not having a correct set of beliefs. Faith is not just wishing for that which we don't understand. Faith is trust. A sense of trust that we are not alone. A trust and assurance that we will know strength, comfort, peace, that will enable us to live through the variety of circumstances and experiences that come our way. And with that trust and assurance, we are able to live with persistence to find healing, to live with courage amongst illness, to live amid suffering, finding a path of peace and hope. Faith does not compete with disease for power within the body. We trust that we are not alone, as we know that some realities can be cured or healed, and some remain unsolvable. We give thanks for the mystery and wonder of healing. We give thanks for the medical knowledge that has led to renewal of life for so many persons and health realities. And we recognize that there is still a sense of mystery to much of our health. I know that there are stories of healing where there's little medical explanation. And I know that there are healing methods that do not fit the medical framework. There is holy energy at work that heals not only body, but mind and soul. And that there are many, that there are still many who long for some explanation, some miracle. Illness and disease is not punishment from God. Our bodies and beings are complex, and there are many factors at work. So we are invited to trust, to live in the way revealed by Jesus, to care and support one another so that we can know fullness of life through whatever realities we live. Rob Johns, who was a United Church minister when he died, wrote a very poetic statement of faith as he lived with cancer. We will sing it together in a few moments. In suffering love, the thread of life is woven through our care. For God is with us, not alone. Our pain and toil we bear. With varied responses and realities, let us have the trust and courage to live. To live in faith and to go in peace. Amen.